This is day four. How can I belong? Then the Jenny Allen study, find your people.
Nothing in my relational life has helped me more than coming to terms with these simple truths. You will disappoint me. I will disappoint you. God will never disappoint us.
That's the point I was making. That is a simple, hard truth. Accepting this shifts our expectations from people to God. And He can handle our expectations. But because our current world has been built on such rampant independence, it will take deliberate intention to return to the kinds of relationships that God had in mind for us to enjoy.
The most frequent question I am asked online is, how do I make friends? This is something 60-year-olds are asking, 25-year-olds are asking, and young moms are asking. I get it, because the art of making and keeping friends was never really spelled out for most of us.
But is it possible we are asking the wrong question? What if that intimate circle we're craving is actually found in the wider network of the village that we've been missing?
We wait for those perfect few friends to come along, and then we look to them to be everything to us. What if the power of a little team of friends is that each one brings different things to your life?
Oh, such a good point. Don't expect people to be everything. I have friends who always make me laugh. I have wise friends who give me advice and call me out. I have encouraging friends who cheer me on and tell me what I'm doing well. I have challenging friends who disrupt my thinking or push me to take greater risks.
If I expected one or two people to fill all those roles, no one would ever hit the mark. Also true, if I didn't appreciate the unique roles my friends play in my life, I might be mad that my challenger friend doesn't encourage me more, or my wise friend isn't fun all the time.
What a great point in this one.
I know.
If I start to see that God has put different people in my life to bless me in different ways, then I can both embrace who they are and rest in what I bring to those relationships.
Maybe the question we are really asking behind the question of how do I make friends is this. How can I belong to an intimate community?
One of my favorite proverbs, and it reminds me of a friend, Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another.
Galatians 6:2 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
In 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. Dear God, what village do you have for me? How can I grow in intimacy with that community? Lord, thank you for the villages and the communities that you've put us in front of and in the middle of, Lord. I pray that this continues, and I pray for eyes to see, show me different aspects of you and your great love and power. Lord, it's all about you. Help us to be part of that village, part of that community. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.